Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
Joe Duffy!
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
God, the things people do to get some notoriety. I'm just looking at Sky News here and they have flashing up. A man who filmed himself licking ice cream and returning it to the shop freezer has been jailed for 30 days. So be careful what you put up there in social media now, trying to show off. Licking an ice cream, putting him back in the freezer, the dirty get. Anyway, he's been put behind bars and he can lick the bars there for 30 days. Now, earlier this week, we had a call from Kirsten to tell us, you know, the dramatic situation. I think it was on the Dart line. Yes, it was on the Dart. Her daughter, you might have heard it earlier in the week, her daughter, who was 2 years of age, as the train pulled into the station, it fell between the platform and the train. And she was obviously hysterical. And a man came running and without thinking, he jumped down and lifted young Sarah, as I said, 2-year-old, the toddler, from the train track, just lying under the train, and well, you could say saved the child's life. And Kirsten was telling us how indebted she is to this young man. His name is Dean, and he's on the line. Hello, Dean. How are you?
All right. How's it going?
Not too bad. And yourself?
All good. All good. How's all you?
Good. Give me your side of the story. What happened now, Kirsten?
I was getting on. I was getting on the Greyhound, and I seen her getting on the Greyhound, and then she was getting off. I was getting on the Greyhound, and I seen her getting on it in Kill. I was getting off at the same door.
At Shank Hill, yeah.
At Shank Hill, and she was pushing another buggy, and then she had a little toddler, and she was pushing the buggy, and whatever way she pushed the buggy up, the toddler was hopping on, but the toddler missed the step. And she slipped down in between the platform. So I was walking away, but all I heard was the baby screaming. So all I had to do was run back. Like, so it was my life. Like, I was taking my life, or like it was the kid's life. Like, you know what I mean? So she was mine. Like, the baby girl. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And you didn't think twice. Obviously, it was natural instinct.
No, I didn't think twice, and then I had to hop down the second time because she had her little baby hat. She was crying about a hat that she had since she was only a baby or something. She was crying about the hat. So I had to hop down the second time to grab the little kid's hat.
And where was the child? Was the child in on the track, you know, under the train?
She was right underneath, like, you know where the wheels, like the steel wheels are and the steel tracks are? She was right underneath the train, like.
And you obviously didn't think twice. You were going to
save her up or down, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so. Yeah. And did you feel you were putting your own life in danger?
Oh, I felt like it was putting me on every day. Like, what could happen? Like, you know what I mean? I've a toddler myself. Like, I've a 6-month-old baby. We have a baby girl. Like, myself. Like, you know what I mean? So,
sure.
With anyone else, like I would have thanked them. Like, you know what I mean? So.
And is it much of it?
I'm very grateful, like, all you are doing for me. Like, you know what I mean? To put me on the papers and put me, everything. Like, you know what I mean? So.
You deserve it. You deserve it, Superman. The did you sustain any injuries? Did you hurt yourself at all? Or?
Yeah, I did hurt myself off the side of the platform. Whatever way I bent down, like, I put the whole side of my arm. But it was grand, like, you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't painful or it wasn't anything else. But it was only a bruise, and it was like, you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't nothing serious, like, you know what I mean? Like, it didn't break anything, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So. Now, somebody had pressed the button or pulled the chain to make sure...
Yeah, because the woman screamed and said, press the emergency button, but I couldn't get to the emergency button. But, because I had the baby's arm and I was pulling her up at the same time, but she was getting stuck, and then I had to bend down and had to pick her up by her body.
Yeah.
If you get what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, to get her off the track.
And come here, have you been in touch with Kirsten since?
Yeah, I have.
All right.
They've been sending me lovely texts and everything, so.
All right. Well, that little girl, Sarah, you'll probably have made a, you know, in later years, you'll always be in touch with that family anyway.
Oh, and
when she's old enough,
you can
tell her about the day you saved her life.
Yeah, that's it.
What are all your family and friends saying about you? Did they believe you?
Everyone's proud, like, you know what I mean? Like, at least, you know what I mean? Everyone can say, like, I have torn my life, like, you know what I mean? I was bad, like, you know what I mean, years ago. But at least, like, now, like, you know what I mean? Like, rather than, like, someone helping me, like, you know what I mean?
Right, so you had your bad period in life.
I have my bad period in life, like, at least I turned my life around, like, you know what I mean? At least, like, I made something of my life, like, if you get what I mean.
Well... Well, listen, well done, Dean, and it's great to talk to you, and all's well that ends well, and look after yourself, and well done again. Fair play to you.
Thank you.
Good
very
man.
Much.
All right. Thanks a million. Bye-bye.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
If you have a TV, you must have a TV licence. If you don't, you're risking a court appearance. It's the law. That's just one of the terms and conditions of life in Ireland. So get yours at tvlicense.ie or at any post office. This message is brought to you by the Government of Ireland.
The purchase of sex is illegal in Ireland. That means that if you're caught, you'll be arrested and may have to appear in court and explain it to your wife and children. But maybe they'll believe you only wanted the girlfriend experience, or that you really thought the woman was there by choice, or that you think that prostitution is just a job like any other. But I wouldn't count on it. The vast majority of men don't buy sex and don't buy the excuses of those who do. Prostitution. We don't buy it. Go to wedontbuyit.eu to learn more.
Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie. Compare the best broadband, phone and TV deals in just minutes and see what you could save. It's easy, it's free, it's bonkers.ie.
Joe Duffy!
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
All right, I'm out of here. They're giving me the morning off, but do tune in to Countrywide on Radio 1 at 10 past 8 tomorrow morning. We're showcasing a new up-and-coming presenter from Clare by the name of Marty Morrissey. So give him all your support tomorrow morning at 10 past 8. I'll be lying in listening to him. And Joe will be back here on Monday, God willing. Mark McGrath was on sound today. Laura Lee Davis was broadcast coordinator. Richie Byrne was on research. And Lisa Marie Berry produced. Ray Darcy is coming up next. Have a great and virus-free weekend.